This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iraq's parliament approved the resignation of the embattled cabinet and prime minister on Sunday. This after 2 months of violent unrest that have left more than 420 people dead and thousands mourning them in nationwide marches. London Mayor Sadiq Khan said Friday's stabbing, which resulted in two deaths before the attacker was killed by police, could have been far, far worse. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports Khan praised first responders.
Mayor of London Sadiq Khan praised emergency workers in the aftermath of Friday's stabbing attack at London Bridge, saying the incident could have been far, far worse had it not been for their swift operation while visiting the city's ambulance service on Saturday.
And when the operation was called, place, so it became a major incident, you had teams there very quickly, a control room set up, because it could have been far, far worse. And it gives me confidence that we're doing all that we can to keep our city safe.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said sentencing rules need to be toughened up in light of the incident, after it was revealed that attacker Usman Khan had previously been convicted of terrorism offences but freed early from jail.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Thousands took to Hong Kong streets Sunday in a new wave of pro-democracy protests. Police fired tear gas after some demonstrators hurled bricks and smoke bombs, breaking a pause in violence that has persisted during the six-month-long movement. Albania's prime minister is calling on the international community for financial aid and expert assistance to help the country recover from last week's 6.4 magnitude earthquake that killed 51 persons and left thousands homeless. For more on any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian emergency officials say 19 people died Sunday when their bus plunged off a bridge onto a frozen river in eastern Siberia. Another 22 people were injured in the incident. U.S. President Donald Trump is facing two deadlines from Congress. This as Democrats prepare to shift the focus of their impeachment inquiry from fact-finding to the consideration of possible charges of misconduct over his dealings with Ukraine. Mr. Trump has been given until 2300 UTC today to say whether he or his legal counsel will participate in an impeachment hearing on Wednesday. He also faces a deadline on Friday to say whether he intends to mount a defense at further proceedings expected next week that would examine the evidence against him. Wintry weather is creating havoc on one of the busiest travel days of the year. Meteorologist Lara Pagano with the National Weather Service says a storm is expected to drop 15 to 30 centimeters of snow from the northern plain states into Minnesota, Wisconsin, and upper Michigan. And it is expected to dump a lot of snow in the east Sunday, including New York City.
Travel problematic for a good portion of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes region. And then once you get into the afternoon, into the evening hours Sunday and into Monday, you're talking issues for the Northeast corridor as well.
The storm comes as millions of Americans plan to travel as the Thanksgiving holiday weekend ends today. This is one of the biggest Christmas shopping weekends of the year in the U.S. AP's Julie Walker has more.
All that online shopping may have helped thin the crowds at some of the stores and malls on Black Friday when people were filling their online carts with phones, computers, and other electronics. A record was also set for Thanksgiving Day online sales, which hit $4.2 billion. But the biggest ever online sales day was last year's Cyber Monday, and Adobe Analytics expects this Monday's online sales to reach $9.4 billion. Julie Walker, New York.
A fragment of wood believed to be from the manger where Jesus was laid after his humble birth arrived in Bethlehem on Saturday. Reuters' Conway Gittins reports.
The people of Bethlehem have received what is believed to be a little piece of Jesus' history in a kickoff to the Christmas holiday season. This small piece of wood, just a few inches long, is said to be part of the manger where Jesus laid his head after his humble birth in the town revered as his birthplace. The relic, a gift from the Vatican, arrived in Bethlehem on Saturday after a Friday unveiling at the Notre Dame of Jerusalem Center. The relic, which was greeted by marching bands, was placed in St. Catherine's Church at the Church of the Nativity compound in Manger Square.
From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.